The question was asked, so if a lion is considered hating and evil for eating the lamb, what are we for eating the chicken? So I want to begin with the story. Okay, and you guys will forgive me. I'm not here to promote vegetarianism, but I want to tell you an interesting story. So we're sitting at the Shabbos table, and they serve chicken. So there's this guy whose eyes go real big, and he's looking at the chicken. And he lifts his fork, and he lifts his knife, and he takes this deep breath, and he looks like he's about to have a fight. I don't know. And this big smile, like sadistic smile, spreads on his face. And he takes the fork and sticks it into the chicken and takes the knife and starts slicing the chicken. And you see he's like getting real excited. He's getting into it. And initially we thought he was joking, but he was so serious. The guy's looking at the chicken and he's cutting away. And he takes a slice, puts it in his mouth and starts chewing. And you think you're watching a person like in euphoria. And he's chewing a lot of chicken. You hear, and it's making all the sound effects. Takes the next fork, jabs it into the chicken, takes the knife, and you see him like sticking his hand and sawing away. He takes the next bite, and he didn't finish the first one. He's chewing away. What a chicken. Wow. He's on to the third. He didn't finish his first two bites. You know, he's slopping at the mouth. And he's chewing. Oh, what a chicken. And as he sticks his knife in with this vicious thrust, he goes, I'm so happy that you killed. I'm so happy they killed this chicken. You know, and he's eating away. And we're sitting here at the table. No. No one wanted to eat any chicken. But he's like, literally, this chicken is so tasty. I'm so happy it was worth killing it. You know? Okay. So, takes all kinds. So, I think most of us, as we're cutting the chicken, we're not thinking, I'm so happy they killed this chicken. What a delicious chicken. I don't think we're thinking that. I don't know, you know. I wouldn't have thought anyone's thinking that. But suddenly you see some people are. So he was not a vegetarian. Okay, so let's begin with a few understandings, okay? God creates a world, puts Adam on planet Earth, and says, enjoy the fruits and vegetables. Okay? Adam's not allowed to kill an animal in order to eat meat. And then, Noah comes out of the ark, and Noah is suddenly told, prohibition of Aver Minachai, he may not take a limb from an animal before it's dead, or blood from the animal, right? But Kiyerek Esav Natati Lachem Eskol, I've made all the animals like vegetables for you. Now you're allowed to eat meat. Pause. Yes.
That was on my list. Does that mean kosher animals or he could eat
all animals? Noach is told he can eat all animals. He can eat the bugs, the vermin, the snakes, the lizards, the scorpions. He can eat whatever he wants. Just they should be dead before he eats them. Okay? So, and he should not eat blood from an animal that was alive or flesh from an animal. But once it's dead, he could eat the blood, he could eat the flesh, he could eat everything. Bon appetit. So, let's take a step back. One of the questions I often ask people, if there is no God, then why aren't you vegetarian? Meaning, if we're just a more sophisticated animal, so then what's the difference between eating a chicken and eating someone retarded?
Could they eat a animal?
I don't understand. If the whole claim to fame, there is no God in the world. So I'm just asking a question. When someone dies, why don't we roast them? Why don't we make a barbecue? If there is no God in the world. So it's not healthy. Us, if it were healthy, then we would. I'm just asking, you know, if God isn't in the picture, so then what's my right to eat chicken or lamb or a human? I'm saying, where's the difference? So we say there's an integral difference. But if we're going to work with the system of evolution and we're just more sophisticated, so can you eat an ape? Where do you draw the line? You can eat an ape, so can you eat someone retarded? Some apes are more intelligent than people who are retarded. And anyways, this is all good about killing them. What happens if they die? Why not eat? I said, you know, we had a student here who was a proclaimed atheist a year and a half ago. So in our conversations, one of the things I always asked him was, why don't we roast people when they die? Why do we have such an issue with it? You know, he died. He doesn't care. It doesn't hurt him. Why just bury him and let him rot? The worms have to eat him. Why shouldn't I eat him? If God isn't in the picture, so then we have to understand, really, by what right does a person kill an animal? Why is an animal different than a human? So if you're going to say it's intelligence, again, and what happens after a person dies? And what happens with people who don't have intelligence? What happens with Ariel Sharon? You know? He's a vegetable. He intelligence is gone. What? So again, I think there's room to question if one is going to be an atheist, an agnostic, so then why isn't one a vegetarian? Okay, that's step one. So I see the logic in what you're saying. If God is in the picture, so then God told me that there's a huge difference. And God told me I'm entitled to eat them. Now you'll ask me, is there room to say one is more pious if he's a vegetarian? There's room to discuss that. Rav Tzadok HaKohen wrote about it, Rav Kook Zatzal wrote about it, meaning it's not a far-out thought to say that one should that one is wrong if he wants to be a vegetarian. I would mention that I have a friend who, for monetary reasons, they don't eat meat simply because they can't afford it, and he's suffering greatly in his health, meaning it took 20 years, but now he's got huge issues to the point where he can't remember things and he can't focus, and the doctors kept telling him that he has a problem with the B vitamin, and then they'd give him shots of B vitamin, and then he'd say, you see, I got the shots, I'm okay. And, you know, I wasn't about to argue with him. This goes back a decade and a half ago, but he's old enough to be my father, but we're still friends. So at any rate, I'm just saying there are needs. There are physical needs that a person has. It's not just you're eating the chicken for the fun of it. You know, I don't like fish. Really don't like fish. But I force myself to eat fish because there are certain components to the fish that it's hard to get anywhere else. So our body needs certain things from the fish and certain things from the fowl and certain things from the animals. At any rate, if we're permitted to do so, and God is in the picture, so then if I'm working within that system, I don't hate the chicken, I don't think about the chicken. If God isn't in the picture, so then how could you not think about the chicken? You're eating another living organism. But if God is in the picture, so I'm working within his system. Within his system, he said this is permitted. So here again we have to develop a much broader point. Yeah. I'm scared you're going to corner me to go into that, but okay.
If the logic is, forget about the whole morality thing, that we're only not eating people because God says you cannot eat a person.
I didn't say that.
Oh.
Wait, I said a question that I ask. I didn't say what our answer to that question is. I didn't say what our position is.
Okay.
I didn't say that at all. I said that I often question. I didn't give an answer to the question. Coming back to the question of eating chicken, I think that within the realm of eating chicken, so then there are levels. You have a person who's very pious, and he thinks about the chicken before he slaughters it. For pious people, that's demanded of them. It's not even just like when you feel like it, do it. We find that Rabbi Yehuda Anasi was once walking in the marketplace, and a goat was about to be slaughtered. It ran to Rabbi Yehuda Anasi and tried hiding behind it, and Rabbi Yehuda Anasi said to the goat, this is what you were created for. Why are you hiding? Go get slaughtered. And from heaven, they punished him. He had such pains afterwards. For a long time he suffered. Because in heaven they said, "What? Your job is to have compassion. What are you telling the young goat or cow, calf? Calf. I think it says a calf there. Why are you telling the calf this is what you were created for? The calf is scared of dying. Your job isn't to help, you know. Your job is to have mercy over all of God's creatures. It's true that the calf was created to be slaughtered, but it's also true that we're not supposed to be callous about it. Meaning this is a living organism. It does have feelings to some degree, right? The Torah says when you go to eat, give your animal to eat and drink first, and then the animal gets to eat. And then you eat and drink. First feed them and then feed yourself. You see, there's a mitzvah of tzar ba'alei chaim. So the Torah definitely wants us to have a certain amount of feeling for other living creatures. The Torah permitted us to eat them. Obviously, there's an element of necessity here that God created the world in a way where we do need certain things that they can offer us. But here we run into levels. You have a person who, like our friend over there, who says, "I'm so happy they killed this chicken, it's delicious." And that's one level, obviously not too commendable. And then you have a person who's on a level where they actually feel that it's right because this is what the creature was created for, and I do what I'm supposed to, and he does what he's supposed to do, and he thinks about the idea that this was a living organism. I'll tell you a little secret. For about a decade, I was a vegetarian. For a large part of my life, I was a vegetarian. Obviously, I understand where people are coming from. But there's nothing wrong with eating the animal if I'm working within a system. Now, this really brings us to a whole other issue which needs to be discussed, which is how far do I go with this? Meaning, we once had a discussion here, I think it was this year, about... No, it wasn't this year. About where does the human conscience come to play within halacha? Meaning, how far do I say whatever the Torah says, that's what's right, and I don't have to think beyond that? Meaning, on the one hand, the Torah wants you to think. On the other hand, the Torah guides you as to what's ethical and moral. So does that mean I'm not supposed to have a conscience other than the Torah? So some people will say yes, and I'll say we need to discuss it. It's a broad topic. Meaning, I feel like I thought what you'd ask him and what you'd corner me to discuss is how far does that go? Meaning, when the Torah says, if the Torah would say that you could eat other humans, then would you? So I'll tell you, there's a time when the Torah says you can. If a person, like that plane that crashed on the way to the Olympics, right? So if a person is in a situation where there are people around them who are dead, and if he doesn't eat from their flesh, he's going to die. So then he's supposed to, even though it's prohibited to eat human flesh. But if it's a question of dying or eating that flesh, so like we say about all prohibition, eat a lizard, eat a snake, eat a pig, eat whatever you have to, there's very little that we'd say you shouldn't do in order to maintain your life, right? So now that there are people who say, I'd rather die than do that. Why? The Torah gave you an ethical system and the Torah said, no, even though it's wrong to eat human beings, but rather than die, a person should, for example, right? So again, that's a whole other subject. But I think that's where how we have to break it down. There's a question of what's a person thinking when he's eating the chicken. It does make a difference what his thoughts are, and there are levels within that. If a person says, I'm subscribing to a system which I've verified, and as far as I can verify, I believe it's true, and based on this system, I'm living my whole life, and this is God's system, that's what I believe, or that's what I verified. So then, yeah, within that system, he told me that I can eat it. And again, that still leaves room for being a better person when I eat the chicken, or not such a good person when I eat the chicken. Yeah? So we didn't end up so far from one another, right?